Epiphany, James K. Zimmerman. Yes, it is possible that there lies buried deep in the irascible and rough-hewn pod of the wild purple vetch a pearl-green orb so perfectly matched to the bleeding gold of the setting sun. No, certainly not in color or grandiloquence, but in a numinous, glowing intensity of such power that it flings you helpless to the ground, as if thrown from a flying horse, a Pegasus, a unicorn. No, as if falling into your bed from the precipitous height of a dream. And yes, then the glow, the iridescence of that moment, the luminous union of sunset and wild pea, merges with the sodden pungence of wet earth and just mown hay as you fall still helpless so that you burn from within, lying there in the fire of the sun as it dies and the vetch as it permeates your mind in perfected silence. And yes, then, yes, you will know, even then, that in years to come, in dim recall, you will still feel free of gravitational pull the roundness of life, and know the heady smell of verdant horses and dawning dreams, and the soft hardness of earth as you fall.